What saith the Scriptures? The Gospels. The Gospels is that collective name given to the four books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The word gospel simply means good news. And as that good news centres on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, so the Gospels set out to give us an account of his birth, life, death, and resurrection. Why there should be four different accounts of the life and death of Christ, rather than one long extended account by one author, is best answered in a term often used in attempting to put the four Gospels together. The term is harmony. When we speak about the harmony of the Gospels, or attempt to harmonise the four Gospels, we are simply acknowledging the fact that the Gospels are like four separate scores of music, each one capable of being played on its own, and yet at the same time coming to their full expression when they are all played together. The composer of these scores is, of course, the Holy Spirit of God. And although the pieces are played by four different musicians on four different instruments, that only heightens the harmony and makes the whole composition all the more magnificent to those who have ears to hear. On account of this, then, it is not only necessary for us to know what each gospel writer is saying about Christ, but what they are all saying together. This is the point made by B.B. Warfield. To obtain the view of Jesus that the Holy Spirit intended when he gave us a fourfold gospel bound together by one Spirit, we must combine in one view the views of the four, not the fragments of facts that go to make up those views. We must first understand each gospel as a whole and catch the full revelation of the Master given by each, in order that we may then combine these revelations into one great conception of Jesus' person and work. The brief outline of the four Gospels that will follow over the coming weeks will have that overall purpose in view. Thank you for listening. This is another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, which can be found at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thank you for listening.